Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hey, I've been away, you guys, but it's all been good and working. Terrific. Watch me on SNL this week. Can't tell you what it is. They make me sign these pieces of paper. This is, I can't tell you what it is. I'll tell you what. It's not live, so my stuff is taped. I can say that. That doesn't give anything away. My new chat room, all things, and the Flash player, everything is Flash chatting away. And let's see. Oh, George Benger's already in the room. Boy, he has his seltzer bottle and a cream pie and his slap shoes on. Go, George Benger, from the Mom and Pop Shop every day at 4 p.m., Monday through Friday. What a terrific show. Oh, yeah. Let's hear it for Georgie. Can you hear the beat, Georgie? George of the Jungle? Here it comes. George Benger, the Mom and Pop Shop. On Hot Mix, 106.com.
Ale, 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 ale.
Ale, ale, ale.
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 La vida es pasión, la que llena copa de amor. Para vivir hay que luchar, un corazón para ganar. Como caíme, es un partido cruel. Tienes que pelear por una estrella, contigo es con honor. La copa del amor, para sobrevivir y luchar por ella. Luchar por ella, luchar por ella.
Comedy and George Benger in the Mom and Pop Shop every day at 4 p.m. I had a guest on a little while back, and I'd like to just play a little excerpt about comedy, and it's the story of Alan Zweibel. He's got a new book coming out called Lunatics, and I think it's being turned into a movie. Let's hear about it now.
I wanted to be a comedy writer. I always did ever since I was a little boy growing up on Long Island, but I was in college and there was no courses, there was no curriculum, there was no way, there was no road to take to become a comedy writer. So I figured, gee, maybe I'll become a lawyer, have something to fall back on. And my grades were okay, but they made me take this test, the law boards, the LSATs. Are you familiar with this test? Which was, they're graded from 200 to 800. If you can write your name, you get a 200. If you're Albert Einstein, you get an 800. If you're me, I got a 390, which reclassified me as a mineral, like right away. And I got a 390. I went home to Long Island, told my Jewish parents that I got a 390 on the law boards. And about a week later, this is after they uncovered the mirrors, and and got up from those wooden boxes that they had brought in. My father handed me $1,000, which I then handed to a guy named Stanley Kaplan. You know this guy? He's all over. He's got these schools where they teach you how to prepare to take standardized tests. And for 6 months, $1,000, 6 months, I'm there with the earphones on and the number two pencils and taking the old test and just really focusing on retaking the law boards, which I did 6 months later, where my score catapulted up to a 401. So I figured at that rate, I'd be 90 and my father would be broke by the time I got into an English-speaking law school. So I started writing jokes for Catskill comedians, old comedians who were working the Borscht Belt, the Jewish Alps, called the Catskill Mountains. The Catskill Mountains in the 50s and the 60s were the spawning ground for comedians. I wrote for every Morty, Dickie, Freddie, and Lee that ever lived, okay? I'm 21, they're 50 years old, and they're paying me $7 a joke. That was the rate that I got, $7 a joke. And some of them were just real pains in the ass about it because they'd only pay me if the joke got a laugh. Yeah, so what I would do is I would get in my parents' car on a Friday or Saturday night, drive from Long Island up to the Catskill Mountains, to the Concord Hotel, to the Neverly, Grossinger's, wherever it was. I'd sit in the back of the room and I'd listen to my jokes being told. And then one of the comedian would come off the stage and he'd come up to me and he goes, boy, you know, that joke about paving the driveway really didn't get a laugh. And I said, gee, I heard a laugh. And then we would bargain. And I'd go home with $4, you know. So, you know, I was 21, they're 50. You know, it was like writing for my parents' friends. And there's different sensibilities, and I really didn't want to write for them, but these were the only people that I knew. And I looked around and go, no, I got to change something here. I got to change. And what I did was, there were two clubs in New York at the time. This is in the mid-70s now. It's a Catch a Rising Star and the Improvisation. There were two showcases where the newer breed of comedians at the time were coming through. So what I did was I took all the jokes that these older guys wouldn't buy from me, and I made it up into a stand-up comedy act for myself. And I went to the club, and my plan was to go on stage, deliver the jokes, with the hopes that a manager, an agent, a TV executive, all of whom were hanging out at these clubs now, would like the material and give me a job. The first week that I'm there, I met a guy who was also starting out. His name is Billy Crystal. And he was starting, and we became fast friends. I lived in Woodmere, Long Island with my parents, and he lived in Long Beach, Long Island with his wife and kid. He's more mature than I am, okay? And every night he would take his little blue Volkswagen and pick me up at my parents. By the way, in case it ever comes up in conversation, this is the international symbol for little blue Volkswagen, okay? He would pick me up at my parents' house. We'd go into the city, tell our jokes, and then he would take me home. I'm about 4 months into this experiment. I'm on stage about 1 o'clock in the morning, having the hardest time in the world making these 6 drunks from Des Moines laugh. I get off the stage, and I'm really upset. It was horrible. I go over to the bar, and I'm hanging my head and waiting for Billy to get done so I can get a ride home. When a guy comes and he sits down next to me and just starts staring at me and staring at me, and finally I go, what? He goes, you know, you're the worst comedian I've ever seen in my life. I said, I know. Why rub this in like this? What are you doing? He said, well, your material's not bad. Did you write it? I said, yeah. He said, can I see more of it? I said, you bet. I didn't even ask who it was at first because I would have shown it to like a gardener at this point, okay? Ends up, this guy is Lorne Michaels.
That was great. I love Alan Zweibel. Terrific guy. Very smart. George Bettinger and Cal Pote in the house. Betty Jo Tucker is not in the house, but I'm going to give her information anyway because she always has the best shows coming up. All right, Betty Jo Tucker, what do we got coming up this week? Tuesday, it's Rocky Horror Time. Tuesday show at 4 p.m. at Movie Attic Headquarters. They revisit the Rocky Horror Show with actor Barry Bostwick on October 9th. Okay, he talks about his memorable experience while filming this cult classic. I love that. Remember the midnight shows? Rocky Horror Show on Movie Attic Headquarters, 4 p.m. That's Betty Jo Tucker. It's going to be fun. Check it out. Definitely check it out. Oh, boy, did I do a lot of movies this week. And yes, I'm back on SNL. I think you may see me this week. This should be interesting. What else is going on here? We have George Bettinger in the house. Always fun. I see you waving, George. I don't get widgets when I do the small chat, unfortunately. I do not get the widgets. I like the widgets. I'm doing a George Bettinger voice. Widgets, I tell you. Widgets. let's see. Well, let's have some fun today. Let's see. Oh, yes. This was a good one. Here we go.
Purely. George Bettinger's Mom and Pop Shop. Can I help you?
Georgie, you must help me.
Count Dracula.
Help me, Georgie.
What is it, Drac?
I must have the record I ordered. I'll go bats if I don't get it now.
Oh, well, let's see, Count. I have a whole bunch of records that just came in. You know, I've been getting a lot of orders. Let's see. Is it Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba?
No, that's not it.
No, it's not that. How about No Money, No Problem by Feet, Puff, Daddy, and Mace? Not that either. Okay, Drek, wait. I have one more here. Ah, here it is. I'm in the Mood for Blood by the Plasmatics.
Yes, yes, that's it. I'm in the Mood for Blood simply because you're near me.
Well, come on down, Count. It's waiting for you. It's right here in the store.
George, I can't come now. The sun, you know.
Well, wear a block.
Hello, Raiden, Georgie. I need more bazooka with the comic in the middle.
Hey, Jerome, would you like to make a delivery for me?
Oh, joy, it would be a pleasure. I mean, I'd proudly go.
Count, you'll have it there in 10 minutes.
Thank you, Georgie. Let's go out for a bite.
Jerome, take this record to Count Dracula's castle.
I'll run right away. I'll be happy. Count Dracula, you mean the monster with the scary point with the cape? Boy, I don't...
Jerome, if you do this for me, I'll give you 12 bazookas on the house.
Hello, I'm here to see the Count Weidenheimenstein. Oh, please come in. I'll show you to the Count right now.
Ah, Jerome, what brings you here?
A bicycle, but I left it outside. I brought you the record, album, disc type thing you wanted.
Ah, wonderful. Here, Igor. Go put it on the turntable.
Boy, what a castle-type house. Look at this. Wow, what a place here.
These are all priceless antiques, Jerome. They have been in my family for 50 generations. This. Jerome, what are you doing?
Look, Drek, this will be the biggest bubble, the biggest, largest mammal baby you've ever seen.
No, wait, my crystal, my bric-a-brac, my veg wood. Wait a minute. Oh, Jerome, you had me scared.
I scared you, Weidenheimen. Don't be a nervous, Drek. I'm a professional. Imagine a spooky guy like that being frightened by me. Oh, wait a minute, I forgot to say goodbye.
Oy vey. That kid gets no tip.
Help me.
Igor, stop playing now.
That was George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop. He made that little thing. That's great. You can get his CD, too. Go Facebook friend him at the Mom and Pop Shop on Facebook. And it's George Bettinger's Mom and Pop Shop every day, 4 p.m., Monday through Friday. He's so much fun. Betty Jo Tucker's in the house, too. Oh, so are you having Betty Jo, Barry Bostwick, was he on? And now he's coming back to talk about it? And what's this I hear about you going to see the show at midnight? Betty Jo, what is that? That's nuts. That's nuts.
I wake up in the morning, didn't sleep well through the night. I tried to get some Z's, but the voices made me right. I need a cup of Java to jumpstart and feel pert. My boys can't see from my glazed eyes that I am not alert. Everything I tell you goes in one ear, out the other. Just do what I say and listen to me. You'll live longer. I'm your mother.
Make me cray to the Z. You make me cray to the Z. No texting at the table.
Me. all okay. But the voices in my head yell, come out and play. I could pretend I'm normal. I could pretend I'm fine, but there's no fun in being sane. So come on and share the wine.
Make me, me.
Online, and Betty Jo, type in your site too. Hello, guest stranger there. Guest stranger out there somewhere. We're having just a low-key day, I think. A low-key day. And it's in everything New York-y. That's what I can say about it. Everything New York-y.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? Move in, move in, move in. Stop. The tour is about to begin. Manhattan is an Algonquin Indian word. It means, will that be cash or charge? We're walking, we're stopping. Manhattan is a city of cultures, active cultures and bacteria, so don't touch anything. We're walking, we're walking, we're walking, we're stopping. We're now facing the Hudson River. There is the Statue of Liberty. She stands 305 feet above sea level. In her right hand, she's clutching the torch of freedom. In her left, a Gucci knockoff bag. We're walking, walk over him, he's okay. We're walking, we're walking, we're walking, we're stopping. We are now at Wall Street, facing Trinity Church, burial ground for Captain Lawrence, Robert Fulton, and as pictured on the $10 bill, Alexander Hamilton. Now might be a good time to point out, Taiping is not a town in China. We're walking, we're walking, we're walking, we're now on Wall Street, Federal Hall, the first capital of the United States. Across the street is the New York Stock Exchange, where last I saw my capital fall. We're walking, we're walking, we're being mugged, we're getting mugged, we're bleeding, we're okay. Our last stop will be historical Greenwich Village, where we will visit the ever-popular St. Vincent's Emergency Room. Remember, we're New Yorkers, we don't judge. Just don't wear white after Labor Day. Everything else we let slide.
And Anatomy Bouscalar has a new album up and CD song in honor of Anatomy Bouscalar. They're French. And I hope I'm pronouncing their name Bouscaleri, maybe. I'm not good at French. And it's called Never Give Up, and it's a tribute to Pussy Riot. Those are the women who were arrested for performing, I guess, at a church event, kind of an event, trying to make a statement. Oh, boy, here they come.
I'm
Wow, that was awesome. Hey, Cyanide, welcome. Missed you. Good day, Cyanide. Over there near Amsterdam, Cyanide and Rudy Keisley in the house and Cowpote and Betty Jo Tucker every Tuesday at 4 p.m. It's the Movie Attic headquarters. That's where I go to find my movie info. And just Facebook friend her, and just actually she's got great blogs up too. So just Google her and you'll find all that, or she'll post it in this little room. Cyanide, that I just played was Anatomie Bousculaire. I think you'll like them. They're European. They're French. I don't know how you feel about the French, but they're a very good band. And that was for Pussy Riot. That was their tribute, which was very good. Freedom of speech. It's a tricky subject around here. It sure is. Why do I talk like George Bettinger all the time? But it's always fun here. Who else do we have in that in the room? Cyanide, I know it's early for you. It's like an hour. Oh, Rudy, I got this little short thing. This is for you, Rudy, sitting at McDonald's.
Everyone knows the most delicious part of the muffin is the top. The muffin top is all that whole grain low fat. I know you want a piece of that, but I just want a dance. Just checking out my sweetest, my sugar coated berry lips. I know you want to get with this, but I'm just here to dance.
Does she know we went off the air 2 minutes ago?
No, she doesn't.
That was from 30 Rock. I love that. Rudy, that was for you. That was for you. And Cyanide, this is for you. This one's for you.
Over, ride that beat lumbering by. Snatch a seat from the python, smack that nasty tsetse fly. Dodge the zombie, dig the quicksand, duck the burning village eye. Change the no shadows till you rip that cocoon open wide. It's
got going here. Oh, as we're winding down, because it's a shorter show, not an hour show today. Betty Jo Tucker is going to be doing Rocky Horror Time, the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Yippee-jima, time warp again. It's just a step to the left. And then it is. Anyway, the Rocky Horror Picture Show this Tuesday, 4 p.m. on Movie Attic Headquarters. That's our Betty Jo. Rudy in the house, always making jokes here. Rudy, and guest, we had a guest log in, and we had a guest log out. I love it. Betty Jo Tucker, watcher, George Bettinger, today at 4 p.m. on the Mom and Pop Shop. Go to Hot Mix 106 to listen, and go to the Mom and Pop Shop, and you can hear them there. Oh, Wacko Bob and them, they were here for about a minute, but I'm really broadcasting during their time. So let's go out with a little Tom Carosa. And in honor of Betty Jo's The Rocky Horror Picture Show with actor Barry Bostwick, we'll talk about memorable experiences from that film, but we're going to go out with the Dripping Axe theme from Camp 3. Ooh. I'm getting scared already.
Ow! You guys? It's not funny anymore. Come on! Are you in here? Anyone in here? Hello?
Dripping my throat and squeezing
Watch the Nancy Lombardo Show every Friday at 7 p.m. Go to www.mnn.org. If you're outside New York City, inside New York City, go to 83RCN, 56 Time Warner, and 34 Fios. That's tonight at 7 p.m. All right, thank you for listening, and let's have some fun. Cyanide, thanks for dropping in. Love you, man.